KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Grand Teton National Park got its name from its large, triangular mountains, which looked, at least to one early French explorer, like, well, yes, large breasts. The Tetons take their pyramidal shape because they're the youngest mountains in the United States, not yet worn down by erosion, which rounds and flattens mountains over time. Their steep sides are defined by an active fault, which has moved 5 miles vertically in the last 10 million years.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. and China are expected to hold high-level talks tomorrow in Geneva for the first time since their trade war escalated. President Trump recently imposed a 145% tariff on Chinese goods. Today, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt was asked about Trump's Truth Social post today, suggesting 80%.
The president still remains with his position that he is not going to unilaterally bring down tariffs on China. We need to see concessions from them as well. And again, that's part of the reason that Secretary Bessent is going to talk to his Chinese counterparts this weekend.
At today's White House briefing, Levitt also addressed this morning's radar outage that affected flights at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. She says the administration is committed to improving air safety. The outage today was the second in as many weeks. Julia Hayward of member station WNYC has details.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the 90-second telecommunications outage happened at the Air Traffic Control Center in Philadelphia that guides aircraft in and out of Newark's airspace. FAA officials say a similar outage happened at the center on April 28th. The event led some to go on trauma leave, leading to massive flight delays and cancellations across the country. The latest outage comes just weeks before Memorial Day and the summer travel season. For NPR News, I'm Julia Hayward in New York City.
A federal judge in Vermont has ordered the immediate release of Ramesa Ozturk from immigration detention in Louisiana. The Tufts University doctoral student has spent more than 6 weeks there. For member station WBUR, Jesus Marrero Suarez has more.
Come for one, face us all. Free Ramesa, free them all.
Protesters rallied in support of Ozturk outside the courthouse as the judge issued his ruling, saying he found serious claims the government violated Ozturk's rights of free speech and due process. The judge heard testimony from Ozturk, her doctor, and her academic advisor. Ozturk spoke remotely from a Spartan room in the immigration jail. Wearing an orange jumpsuit and beige hijab, she smiled as she answered questions about her studies, future plans, and asthma attacks. The judge rejected the government's request to limit her travel. She is slated to appear in court again on May 22nd. For NPR News, I'm Jesus Marrero Suarez in Boston.
Former Justice David Souter, who was appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court by President George H.W. Bush in 1990, but surprised Republicans by joining the court's more liberal wing, has died. That according to the court's announcement today. Souter retired in 2009. He passed away yesterday at his home in New Hampshire. He was 85 years old. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was down 119 points. You're listening to NPR News. The new Pope has not only made history as the first from the United States, he appears to have Creole roots in Louisiana. A New Orleans genealogist and the pontiff's older brother, John Prevost, are cited in multiple news reports about the Pope's ancestry. In the Sistine Chapel today, Pope Leo XIV celebrated his first Mass since his election yesterday.
Deus qui regnum Christi ubique terrarum dilatare.
Speaking in Italian, Leo spoke of a lack of faith, often accompanied by, as he put it, appalling violations of human dignity, neglect of mercy, and other wounds that afflict society. Russia is marking the 80th anniversary of the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. The event is the country's most solemn holiday, but was overshadowed by Russia's current war in Ukraine. NPR's Charles Maines reports.
as he has for the better part of a quarter century, Russian President Vladimir Putin marked Victory Day by presiding over a military parade on Red Square and paying tribute to the millions of Soviets who lost their lives fighting Hitler's armies. Yet it was the war in Ukraine that hovered over the day's proceedings, with internet cut to prevent possible Ukrainian drone attacks, Russian weapons used to strike Ukraine on display, and Russian troops sent to subdue their neighbors marching across the square. Putin was joined by more than two dozen world leaders, including Chinese President Xi Jinping, a sign that Kremlin supporters argued showed Western efforts to isolate Russia over its invasion had failed. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight east winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southwest 15 in the afternoon, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight. Today, east winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, east winds 25 knots, seas 6 feet. And Saturday, east winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, becoming southeast 20 after midnight, seas 8 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, east winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet. And Saturday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Saturday, south winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain likely mainly before 10 a.m. Cloudy with highs near 42. East winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. Tonight, rain likely mainly after 1 a.m. Cloudy with lows around 39. East winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 35. And Saturday, rain likely, mainly before 7 a.m. Cloudy, highs near 43, southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1:06 a.m. at 6 feet 6 inches, a low at 7:44 a.m. at 5 inches, a high tide at 1:56 p.m. at 5 feet 3 inches, and a low at 7:24 p.m. at 2 feet. Your sun rose at 6:42 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:35, bringing us up to 15 hours and 52 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
Yeah. till the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Restless hearts sleep alone tonight, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love and a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Stand by me. I'm forever yours, faithfully.
Welcome to KSDP's Senior Spotlight Special, where we will be showcasing seniors from around the district. This special will be on Sandpoint School's Rowdy Tripp. Rowdy William Tripp was born September 5, 2006 in Anchorage, Alaska. He is described by his parents as being handsome and athletic, and he is described as a smart and talented student. His favorite memory of high school was regionals in New Stew. The best advice he has for a successful high school career is to focus on getting good grades. Rowdy would like to thank Amy Eubank for always helping fundraising for all the activities throughout the years. He plans to go fishing after he graduates and attend college in the fall. Rowdy Tripp, we're proud of you, and on behalf of KSDP, congratulations.
KSDP's Community Window runs Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you have something you would like us to put on the air, you can always stop by the office, call us at 383-3757, or email us at cw@apradio.org.
every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Falling apart.
you show me, because the moon shattered light.
coming from miles around. So tired of walking so close to the ground. They needed a change, that's what they said. Life is better walking on two legs. But they were in for a big surprise.